Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Today's reading, titled Paper Crowns, was written by Jennifer Benson Schult. After a holiday meal at my house, everyone opened party favors filled with candy, small toys, and confetti. But there was something else in the favors, a paper crown for each of us. We couldn't resist trying them on, and we smiled at each other as we sat around the table. For just a moment, we were kings and queens, even if our kingdom was a dining room littered with the remnants of our dinner. This sparked a memory of a Bible promise I don't often think about. In the next life, all believers will share ruling authority with Jesus. Paul mentions this in 1 Corinthians 6, where he asks, "Do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world?" Paul referenced this future privilege because he wanted to inspire believers to settle disputes peacefully on earth. They had been suing each other and consequently harming the reputation of other believers in their community. We become better at resolving conflict as the Holy Spirit produces self-control, gentleness, and patience within us. Revelation 5:10 tells us that by the time Jesus returns to the earth and completes the Spirit's work in our lives, we'll be ready for our eventual role as a kingdom and priests to serve our God and reign on earth. Let's hold on to this promise that glitters in Scripture like a diamond set in a crown of gold. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 6. If any of you has a dispute with another, do you dare to take it before the ungodly for judgment instead of before the Lord's people? Or do you not know that the Lord's people will judge the world? And if you are to judge the world, are you not competent to judge trivial cases? Do you not know that we will judge angels? How much more the things of this life? Therefore, if you have disputes about such matters, do you ask for a ruling from those whose way of life is scorned in the church? I say this to shame you. Is it possible that there is nobody among you wise enough to judge a dispute between believers? But instead, one brother takes another to court, and this in front of unbelievers. Let's pray. Almighty God, help us to be peacemakers. We want to honor you in all areas of our lives, especially when conflict arises. So when we find ourselves at odds with one another, give us the wisdom and the courage to approach the person in the situation in love. Give us the courage and wisdom to go to that person and work out the issue instead of harboring anger or seeking revenge. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.